go. Lay the pedal to the steel, but still I've got miles left to roam and mountains left to climb. And 27 reasons why I'm feeling like I'm running out of time.
Good morning, beautiful Texas. That's the music of Jeremy Steading getting things going for us here on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered by Hoff Power Polaris. Loved or hated, but never ignored. We do it every weekend. I'm Cable Smith. Thrilled to be here with you as we've got a jam-packed hour of outdoor talk coming at you. To start, we're going to talk about proper field care for animals that you consider a trophy and therefore worthy of going on the wall. Specifically, what if you're on a remote, multiple-day hunt, but still really want a full shoulder mount? Anyway, Corey Larson of DRT Wildlife Studios will join us to provide some expert tips on proper field care and caping methods. Then a real treat when two of the most bad-to-the-bone hog doggers you'll ever meet drop by, Julie Sneed and Christy Shreen of A&E's hit show Lady Hoggers. These good-looking Texas gals don't mess around, I tell you what. We will then round things out by talking some ducks and quail with Ed Micheletti and Mike G of the Wingsport Depot. Also, they've donated a pretty sweet hunt to the show, and you're not going to want to miss out on how you could win that hunt. So stay tuned for that. Real quick here, congrats to Warren Wallace of Fort Worth, Texas. He won our November Photo of the Month contest, which was the Cadence Acrylic Duck and Goose Call Combo Pack. You can check out Warren's photo of his Black Lab Deets making a sweet water entry right there on my homepage at LoneStarOutdoorsShow.com. By the way, thanks to the 2,000-plus of you guys who voted on our November contest. December's contest is now underway. But like I said, we're going to let the Wingsport Depot guys tell us about the awesome December grand prize, and that's coming up at the bottom of the hour. So anyway, y'all keep those outdoor photos coming. Just email me your favorite from this season, and you can send them to CableWaco@Yahoo.com for your chance to win. Let's see here. Oh, yeah, some other exciting stuff. Don't forget that our second annual Southern Deer Stands Deer Blind Contest is underway. Last year was such a success that we decided to run it back, and we've added a kids division this season as well. So we've got four great categories and prize packages, and all you have to do is send in a photo and short story about your deer blind and why it is special to you. And you could win one of these great prize packages. Celebrity judges for this year's contest already include Texas Rangers first baseman Mitch Moreland and Texas singer-songwriter Zane Williams. So pretty exciting stuff there. And y'all can visit DeerBlindContest.com for more info on this year's event. Last thing here before we break, I wanted to give everyone a West Texas wing shooting report as Maverick Bell and I were out there for the pheasant opener last weekend, and while the pheasant numbers were down, as we expected, our group only bagged one rooster, but man, the Canada geese are around the Lubbock area by the tens of thousands, and we managed a pretty stellar goose hunt on Sunday morning as Sweet Belle got her first goose, and then about 13 more after that. Man, did she love it, as we all did. Also saw fair numbers of sandhill cranes, but very few ducks, as all the playa lakes are bone dry. So anyway, there's your West Texas wing shooting report from yours truly. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Corey Larson of DRT Wildlife Studio. You're listening to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Shutterbuck beer, yeah, I like Texas. Man, there ain't no doubt.
Cable Smith joined by our buddy Justin Beckendorf of Double J Outfitters. Justin, waterfowl nest success was up 20% this year. So how are things looking along the Upper Texas coast?
We're having great hunts. If you're one of those guys that can shoot 6 out of 6, we're going to send you home with a limit every morning. For the rest of us out there, we're shooting about 4 to 5 birds per person on average. This year so far, things are looking great, and I only expect things to get better from here on out.
Y'all heard the man. Things are heating up, so call 281-382-2644 to book your hunt today, or visit DoubleJJOutfittersTX.com.
Need to buy a trailer? Well, Big Tex Trailers is DFW's number one source for trailers. In addition to utility trailers, we have the largest selection of cargos anywhere. CM Cargos, Wells Cargos, Hallmark, Cargo Craft, and Pace. You want it, we got it. Come and get it. Call 972-501-0200 or go to BigTexDFW.com. That's Big Tex Trailers, tough as a Texas Longhorn.
Cable Smith here for Magnolite, a Texas-based lighting company that's been outfitting the United States military since the 1960s. Over the past decade, Magnolite has continued to support our troops, but now they have over 200 lights ideal for your hunting and fishing needs, like the 35-watt HID camouflage Go Light Striker with handheld remote. That's 15 million candle power in the palm of your hand, ideal for predator and hog hunting. They also have remote-controlled floodlights, feeder lights, and LED boat lights. So go Texan and go Magnolite. Check them out at www.magnolite.com for all your outdoor lighting needs.
I'm Craig Boddington. I'd like to invite you to become a member of Dallas Safari Club, one of the world's leading hunting and conservation organizations. As a member, you'll receive Game Trails magazine, a monthly newsletter, and invitations to our monthly meetings and special activities. Join Dallas Safari Club, an international organization based in Dallas, supporting hunting and conservation worldwide. For more information, call 800-9-GO-HUNT or visit our website at www.biggame.org.
Hey folks, this is Zane Williams here to thank you for listening to my buddy Cable Smith on the Lone Star Outdoors show, and also want to wish each and every one of you a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and Happy Hunting, y'all.
I remember it well, I was riding high when I drove you to the lake that starry night. Took a little detour through an open field, our first taste of how freedom feels in an 87-74.
Great stuff there from our buddy Zane Williams, bringing us back from break here on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered, of course, by Hoff Power Polaris. And we're going to get old Zane out on his first duck hunt sometime this season. I'm really looking forward to that, and I know Zane is as well. Of course, we'll get him on the show after that goes down and get his take on what waterfowling's all about. Anyway, this segment of the show, proudly brought to you by Sendero Seed Company, Texas premier seed company, and your official dealer for the renowned Buck Forage Oats. Call 1-877-610-SEED today or visit senderoseedcompany.com to place your order. Well, what do y'all say we talk some deer this morning? Actually, heck, it could be any animal, really, but what I specifically want to get into is proper field care of an animal that you are going to put on the wall or add to that trophy room. You know, all over the state, taxidermists receive animals that have not been properly taken care of. And that's unfortunate because a lot of times people don't get the mount or the trophy that they want. So here to answer all of those field care questions, it's my pleasure to welcome Corey Larson of DRT Wildlife Studios to the show.
How are you?
Thrilled to have you on, bud, as you do some of the best work in the North Texas area.
Thank you. That's what we try.
Well, Corey, first of all, talk a little bit about your background in taxidermy, because I know you were trained by some of the best.
I guess it was probably going on about 4 years ago. I guess I gave my shot at college, did college for about a year and a half, and then decided I was going to get into this one day when I went to my local taxidermist here, and he told me about a couple different schools, and I got online and found Central Texas School of Taxidermy out in Snyder, Texas. And it was taught by Jason Bonham. He has, I don't know how many world champion white-tailed shoulder mounts under his belt, and runs just an awesome shop called Bull Creek Taxidermy.
Mm-hmm.
Just had just about every hunting celebrity out there he's had in his shop, and went out there and did about a six-week course with him. Full-time job, pretty much 8 to 5 every single day, but I mean, just an awesome experience to go out there and do that kind of stuff. But intentions were to come back here and do an apprenticeship, and while I was out there, I just got into it quite a bit, and we ended up coming back here and opening our own shop here called DRT Wildlife Studios. It actually began as a predator hunting team between me and a couple guys here, and DRT was, and we just decided to put Wildlife Studios in front of it and go ahead with that. But ever since then, I mean, shoot, it's everyday skinning and everyday mountain, so we've been doing all right here.
Right on. Well, Corey, I know that your forte is white-tailed deer. You'll mount anything, but really that's what you specialize in. And that's what I want to talk about today, because I'm heading out for a public land deer hunt that I got drawn for in the Hill Country State Natural Area, leaving tomorrow. And if I take down a wall-worthy animal, I need to know how to get it back to you in the best shape possible. So whether that's a nice whitetail or an axis buck, you know, there's a lot of exotics down there. In the past, I've always taken that wall hanger straight to the taxidermist. This is a four-day hunt, so that option is not available. So what advice can you give me to properly take care of that harvested animal before taking it to the taxidermist?
I mean, your best bet for a taxidermist is a taxidermist wants to skin it off the skull. There's some people that know how to actually tape it off the skull, but about 3-4 inches behind that front shoulder is where you need to start at. Easiest way to do it, if you want to shoulder mount it before you even start skinning them from the back hocks, just go ahead and make about 3 or 4 inches back behind that front shoulder, normally where you put the crosshairs at when you go to pull the trigger. Just make a big incision all the way around, cut a big circle all the way around his body, and go from his back, the back behind his front shoulders, and make an incision there, and then just kind of tube him out all the way to about pretty close to the head. Then you can cut it off there and just bring in the head. But, I mean, once you harvest that animal, once he drops to the ground, that's when the time clock starts beginning for bacteria and everything else starting to get into that hide and start to ruin.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if you have a cooler big enough, that's to put ice on, you need to buy some, you know, as much as possible. Me personally, whenever I go out to the deer lease, I'm not one to actually skin it out off the skull while I'm there, but we just bring one of those little 3 foot long, probably about 4 foot tall deep freezers in the back of the pickup. And if we have an extension cord or something like that, you have electricity there, bring them deep freezers. Those are the best things, the small ones to use. Put them in a deep freeze, get him all the way hard and frozen. If you have to take him out, put him in a cooler after that, that'll work too. But best thing to do is just keep him cold as long as possible. Keep ice on him and try not to get, you know, him soaked in blood or any kind of remnants on him. But just keep him nice and clean and nice and cold is the best way to go.
Corey, I assume that sometimes you just have to tell folks that they're out of luck because they either didn't cape it out right or they didn't keep it cold enough before they got it to you.
Yes, that does come. It happens, you know, knock on wood. It happens about 2 or 3 times a year with some of my clients. There's just sometimes, you know, you just don't have access to it. You keep him as cold as possible. But say he's an October 1st buck. In the state of Texas, it's still pretty warm. You're up there, shorts and t-shirt, pretty much sweating come October 1st, opening day.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, it's hard to keep him cold. But, I mean, if it's a trophy animal that you want to do, I mean, you're going to do everything in your willpower. But, you know, we have that happen all the time. But I always keep spare capes on hand. Try to keep it from, you know, if it's a West Texas deer, try and get a West Texas cape.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be different. A lot of people don't believe different colors, but, I mean, every deer, West Texas, South Texas, here, Central Texas, I mean, everyone's going to have a different color hide on him. So we'll try and help you out as much as possible. And neck-wise, that's what stinks, too, is, you know, he might be a big, swell, rutting neck, and we can't find one big enough to actually have that same size. So you might lose, you know, a couple inches in his neck if your cape does go bad. You have to replace it. So,
all right, so keep them cold, and when you cape them out, start behind that front shoulder, and make sure you leave enough margin for error.
Exactly. And, I mean, you know, if you accidentally cut that hide a little bit with your knife or anything like that, it's really not a big deal. A lot of people get real worried about that. But, I mean, sewing that up is not that big of a deal. But try just not to cut down the back of the neck or up that front brisket or anything like that. So,
uh-huh.
I mean, that's just a little bit more work for us and, you know, to try and hide it. So, but, I mean, normally it's not that big of a deal at all. So.
Okay, Corey, let's talk about other animals here for just a second. Say on this public hunt that I'm going on, I get lucky and a nice bobcat walks out. In that situation, you just want to throw the whole animal in the freezer, right?
Yes. If you're wanting to do a life size, try to ball him up into a ball, pull the legs backward and the back legs forward and kind of duck his head up and tuck it up in there.
Hmm.
But don't gut him. Don't do anything like that because every taxidermist is going to make a different incision to skin him out. We go down the dorsal, but yeah, it's, you know, and then just keep him cold. If you have a trash bag, put him in a trash bag. Just keep all life, but never gut a life. If you're wanting to life-size an animal, never gut him, never make any incisions or anything like that.
Sure thing.
A lot of times people, when they're out in, you know, the deer stand or something like that with a rifle, that's whenever that big bobcat pokes his head out there, that once-in-a-lifetime bobcat, real nice spots and everything like that. And you shoot him, and it, you know, puts a pretty good-sized hole on the back, on the exit hole. I mean, it's really, a lot of people just toss them right then and there. Say, you know, it's too big of a hole to fix. A lot of times it's just a puzzle piece to be put back together. It's not, you know, if you blew out a whole lot of bone or something like that, it could take some hair with it, I mean, some hide with it. But most of the time it's just a puzzle piece to put back together to sew up. So, I mean, it's real. Take it to your taxidermist, let it thaw out. He'll take a look at it and tell you whether or not he can fix it or not. So,
well, Corey, your shop's located out there in Grayson County, and man, Grayson is synonymous with huge deer. So have you seen some pretty nice ones come in this season?
Oh, this season's just been crazy. Hagerman's producing just some monster. There's just some good genetics going on in there right now. We've had quite a few big ones. This is just hearsay, but I've seen the pictures. Supposedly grossing over 200 that was hit on 289 over here, right, I guess, east of Hagerman.
Oh, yeah, saw that picture.
Yeah, he was very impressive deer, and it, you know, it hurts in your stomach to know he got hit, but there's been some good ones hit, you know, 160s, 170s class deer, and I mean, hit by a car, and game wardens are picking them up, and we just don't know what they're doing with them. Hopefully they're shoulder mounting them, but I mean, there's just, and then them draw hunts they're having up there in Hagerman, just some monster deer. So, and but I mean, every one of them deer, they're all running off that Hagerman side, and see, there's quite a few just lucky hunters out there and getting lucky and seeing a few of them. So, but I mean, this year, just deer movement with this drought, everything's coming to feeders, everything's moving. So it's working out a whole lot in hunters' favor this year. So,
well, there's definitely some big ones up there, man. Hey, Corey, we're out of time, but I look forward to coming up there sometime this winter and hopefully calling in some predators with you. I sure do appreciate it, and we look forward to talking to you sometime soon, man.
That sounds great, man.
Take care.
You too.
Well, there he goes, Corey Larson of DRT Wildlife Studio. Y'all can check out his work at drtwildlifestudio.com. That segment, by the way, proudly brought to you by Blue Creek Whitetails, located in Wharton County, their South Texas premier whitetail ranch, offering hunts for every outdoorsman's budget. Up next, a real treat for you guys out there especially. We've got a couple of beautiful young ladies dropping in. Not only are they gorgeous Texas gals, but they're also two of the nastiest hog doggers you'll ever meet. It's Christy Shreen and Julie Sneed of A&E's hit show Lady Hoggers, coming up only on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show.
If we make it through December, everything's gonna be all right, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Spagnuolo from TexasMotorCars.com. I'm here today to tell you about the best place in Texas to shop for your next vehicle. TexasMotorCars.com is a family-owned and operated business located in Addison, Texas. We have a huge inventory of pre-owned vehicles and specialize in trucks and SUVs. Please visit TexasMotorCars.com today. Come see me, Brian Spagnuolo. Our phone number is 972-481-1660.
The Upper Texas coast is home to 1.5 million wintering ducks and over a million geese. And from the rice fields of the Katy Prairie to Eagle Lake, Double J Outfitters provides professional guiding services. Joe's been guiding on the prairie for 26 years, and Justin, a second-generation guide, is a world championship duck caller. They hunt hard and live to hunt. So whether you want to grab some buddies, entertain clients, or bring the kiddos, Double J Outfitters makes your hunt one to remember. So call Joe or Justin at 281-968-5864 or visit DoubleJJOutfittersTX.com. That's DoubleJJOutfittersTX.com to book your duck or goose hunt today. Cable Smith here with my good buddy Craig Smith, owner and founder of Game Guard. And Craig, I guess the question everybody wants to know is, what inspired you to create that signature Game Guard camouflage pattern?
I had a friend of mine that challenged me to come up with a better pattern. I didn't like the patterns that fit, you know, South and West Texas. So he said, you know, if you don't like it, do something about it. And that's really kind of where it started. I've I really wanted to get the colors correct, because to me it's all about, you know, blending in and having the right tones at that time of the year. And so I just sat down and started drawing this pattern out, and it took me about a year to get it the way I wanted it and get the colors the way I wanted it. And, you know, the rest is kind of history, as they say.
Hey, Craig, we appreciate it. Made by the Texas Deer Hunter for the Texas Deer Hunter. Be sure to check out their full line of outdoor apparel at GameGuard.net. Introducing the new Southern Deer Stands Extreme Hunt Bicycle. Combining stealth and versatility, the Extreme Hunt Bicycle even folds up for compact storage. What's not to like? It costs less than an ATV and doesn't require any gas. Cover ground quicker and quieter while safely carrying your bow, rifle, or fishing poles to your quarry. Plus, you'll keep in shape at the same time. So for one of the best hunting investments you'll ever make, call 214-551-1530 or visit SouthernDeerStands.com for more information.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
He said he ain't no hound. He's a black mouth cur. He'll do what you got in mind. He gonna tree any coon or catch any hog, pin any steer in sight. He'll watch over your youngins and defend them until he breathes his last breath. Now I've seen a few dogs in my day, but I ain't.
All right, Blackmouth Cur is the name of that Justin Bowerman tune. Seems fitting since we're about to be joined by a couple of ladies who run them Blackmouth Curs. I tell you what, this is the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show, powered by Hoff Power Polaris. I'm Cable Smith. Appreciate you tuning in. This segment of the broadcast, proudly brought to you by DRT Wildlife Studio, offering professional taxidermy and the most realistic mounts. So when you drop that wall hanger, the choice is easy. DRT, located in Grayson County, visit drtwildlifestudio.com to see for yourself. Moving along here, I understand that the girls are on the line, and so it is my pleasure to welcome Julie Sneed and Christy Shreen of Lady Hoggers to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Certainly is my pleasure. Now, are you ladies back home in Texas right now?
Cleveland, America.
I'm sitting here in Tarkington Prairie this morning.
Awesome.
And I'm right down the road from her in Tarkington Prairie, where I've always been.
And for anyone who's not familiar with Tarkington Prairie, what's the closest big city to y'all?
Well, I wouldn't say big, but it's Cleveland.
Okay, so you gals do come from different backgrounds. I know Christy's been hog hunting since she was a kid, but Julie, this is a sport that is relatively new to you, so how did you get hooked up with Christy and drug into the awesome world of hog dogging?
I'm the virgin. Christy broke me in. Always. Did I do a good job? Hell of a job. Christy and I kind of got together through mutual friends, and her brother and my husband actually hog hunted together as kids. But she got a hold of me, and she warped me into the sport. And now I'm addicted, and so now I've become her problem.
And would not trade it for the world.
Right on. Well, ladies, y'all know that folks will do just about anything to try to control the hog population. Shoot them, trap them, whatever. But my favorite way by far to hunt feral hogs is with dogs. You know, man's been using dogs to pursue wild game for thousands of years. So how many dogs do y'all have right now?
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, that's a tough... I mean, we have some of our own dogs. We have some puppies coming up. We have several different catch dogs that, you know, that we use and try. But I mean, like Christy, she's, you know, her whole family has, I mean, a ton of dogs, you know, cause they use them. They're family dogs that, you know, the Shreens have hunted before Christy was ever even thought of. So, you know, I mean, Christy has her pickle dogs.
Mm. Yeah. So we just use our family dogs. And then like Julie said, she has her, you know, her puppies coming up. So, we have a bunch of dogs.
Yeah, it's hard to count them. I mean, she can go out to her place any given time and say, okay, I'm going to pick you, and you. And, you know, that's kind of how we roll.
And what breeds predominantly, not for the catch dogs, but what do y'all use for bay dogs?
Cur dogs.
Blackmouth curs?
Yes, mostly, yes.
Right. Well, you know, I was watching an episode last night of Lady Hoggers because I do record them on the DVR, but Charlie... was the star of that show, and he is actually a rescue dog, right?
Yeah, my husband got him from the pound. A lady was coming in. He was there actually getting another dog, and a lady came in with him, and he snatched him before she turned him in. So he was a house dog. He was raised in an apartment, and he brought him home, and he stayed with us in the house, and when we went to Florida to film, he stayed in my hotel room, slept on our bed with us, and
literally.
Right. And if you haven't seen the episode, Charlie is about a 85 to 90 pound American bulldog.
Yeah. And I mean, he was between my bulldog and Christy's bulldog. They had the run of the hotel. Everyone there knew him. The cleaning ladies knew him. He greeted them every morning. He walked down to the lobby to get breakfast with me every morning. Took baths with me.
He had a blueberry muffin every morning.
Yes, he got a blueberry muffin every morning, and he knew it.
So here he is, this rescued bulldog who's been nothing but a house dog. And I tell you what, he did an amazing job. Went right in and smacked that hog on his first hunt.
I was a little nervous, as you could tell.
Yeah, you already wanted to retire him after one hunt.
Yes, I did.
Once again, we're visiting with Christy Shreen and Julie Sneed of A&E's hit show, Lady Hoggers. You know, I've enjoyed watching both of y'all's catch dogs in action so far this season. Now, Christy, this is more of a question for you since you've been around this sport since you were a kid. Have you personally ever lost a dog? Because it's not uncommon for some of these boars to have 4, 5, 6-inch tusks, and they can inflict a potentially fatal wound on a dog.
Yes, sir, I have. It's been, Julie, about 2 months ago.
Gosh, has it been that long? I don't even know it's been that long.
Yeah, it has. It's been a while. Went in and bait a big bar, and actually knew he was a boar, and had some really good teeth, and he actually killed one of our good cur dogs, our older cur dogs.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, so, and I almost lost my bulldog, cut the jugular vein of my bulldog, and so, I mean, it's a rough sport, but, you know, we raise our dogs to do this for us, and, you know, we have to back our dogs up in the woods, and we do most definitely, but, you know, sometimes you don't always win, so.
And the thing is, though, that the dog that we lost, I mean, he wouldn't have had it any other way. That's what they're raised for. That's what they love, too. I mean, that's all they want to do in life is go hunt a hog.
Yes,
yeah, absolutely. I'd much rather, you know, we raised them to do this. I'd much rather, you know, lose one in the woods to a hog, something that they enjoy, instead of losing one in a pen that just died of old age and just, you know, just
sat around and didn't do anything. I mean, Sam had a good life.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. He was 13. So, I mean, he's been doing it all his life. And like I said, every time I pull up on the hill with my horse trailer, he knew exactly where we were going. So
right on.
That morning he met me at the gate and never knew I wasn't going to bring him home.
Well, it is unfortunate, but I understand completely. If one of my labs was to go out, no doubt they'd want to go with a duck in their mouth. But, you know, 13, that's a good life for a bay dog. The average lifespan can't be very long for the dogs in this sport.
Most definitely. You know, and that's the thing, too. You know, our older dogs, you know, we run our puppies with our older dogs. And unfortunately, you know, all of our dogs have followed right behind him in the woods. And
yeah, they had a good leader.
That's where they learn all their stuff. So, so when you lose one that old, you know, it's kind of hard. But
yeah.
Just have to keep going.
It's just part of the deal, you know, but that's what they're bred to do, and they love it.
When the bulldog had his jugular vein cut, he did not let go. Julie literally had to choke him off still, and he was pumping blood out of his neck.
Yeah, it was gushing.
Yeah, he was not trying to hear it, so, yeah, so, I mean, they were very dedicated.
Oh, there's no doubt about it, and you girls take all the precautions. I mean, the bay dogs wear cut collars, and the catch dogs, they wear full Kevlar cut suits.
Yes, sir.
Well, let's go ahead and shift gears here now and focus on season one of Lady Hoggers. It finds the pair of y'all in Florida, of all places, hooked up with a hog dogger named Gary Stamper, who's made a career out of hog hunting. And I guess Florida now, after Texas, they have the second largest feral hog population in the country. So it's plain to see they've got a big problem on their hands as well. But that leads to the obvious question. How did y'all get hooked up with Gary and end up all the way out there in the Florida swamps?
Sharp Entertainment is our production company, and they had we had talked to them. You know, they had kind of just danced around maybe us, you know, creating a series for A&E. But in the meantime, they were also talking with Gary and I think a few other people in Florida. I think they were just kind of testing the waters. And then as it turned out, they called us and said, okay, we want you two girls, and then we also want to use Gary. They wanted to do kind of the, you know, like how the swamp people has the different people hunting.
Oh, yeah.
They liked the whole format of two different teams. That way they could, like we did, for instance, last night, we did a little competition against each other, And, you know, we banter back and forth. It's all friend, you know, it's all in good fun, but they liked the idea of you know, that type of competition format. And of course they liked Gary just as much as they liked us. So, and, you know, they said, come on, let's go, come to Florida. So we were like, okay, have Dogsville travel. And it worked out really well. I mean, we really enjoyed, filming with Gary. Now we didn't ever get to really hunt with him because that was part of the deal. He did his own and we did our own. But we spent a lot of time with him outside of filming. And then, of course, there was a little bit of the time where we filmed together, like at the bar scene and at the Mud Hog and the Redneck Yacht Club.
Uh-huh.
He's a great guy. He's a really good guy, and he's really good at what he does. So we have a lot of respect for him.
Well, it definitely seems like there's some friendly competition there, but y'all do respect each other. And, man, it looks like Gary's business is absolutely booming with the feral hog population problem in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Well, ladies, we do need to work in a quick break here, but I've still got a lot that I want to ask you, so can y'all stick around for another segment?
We would love to.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So y'all don't go anywhere, because we'll be right back with Christy and Julie of A&E's hit show, Lady Hoggers. You're listening to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show.
Yeah, they got a little place they call Texas, where the women go on trees. Yeah, they're out there for just as easy as you please. You better run, take a hold. How you gonna get young before you get old? Them Texas women is Texas gold. Give her kisses that are sweeter than cactus.
How does hunting trophy whitetails along 10,000 acres of the scenic Colorado River sound? Well, that's what you'll find at Blue Creek Whitetails, located in Wharton County, only 1 hour southwest of Houston. They combine world-class lodging and southern-style meals, knowledgeable guides, and of course, monster whitetail bucks that will leave you wanting to come back year after year. At Blue Creek Whitetails, they live to hunt and would love to have you share your next whitetail trophy adventure with them. Call 979-543-6525. Or visit BlueCreekWhitetails.com today. That's BlueCreekWhitetails.com.
Cinnamon Creek Ranch is not your typical archery club. It's a one-of-a-kind archery facility with indoor and outdoor ranges, a full pro shop, and six different 3D courses. Cinnamon Creek was designed by hunters for hunters. Located on 80 acres in Roanoke, Texas, and offering over 200 3D targets to shoot at, this one-of-a-kind event facility was designed with the bow hunter in mind. Call 817-439-8998 or visit us at CinnamonCreekRanch.com. That's CinnamonCreekRanch.com.
Frisco Horse Park is now offering dove and duck hunting and fishing on two separate properties located just 16 miles northeast of McKinney. Our Blue Ridge property is over 1,000 acres with multiple duck ponds, dove hunting over Milo, and trophy black bass. Our other 238-acre property offers dove hunting over cornfields and freshly planted wheat and is conveniently located in Frisco at Coyton 380. Season lease is available. All proceeds benefit River Ranch Educational Charities. Contact Carla Santiago at 972-335-8000 or visit StorybookRanch.com today.
Howdy folks, I'm Lee Hoffpower for Hoffpower Polaris in Goldthwait, Texas. Now that's a big part of Hoffpower's Outdoor Superstore in Goldthwait. If you're not familiar with us, that's why we're here. We're going to fix that right now. Hoffpower Polaris is proud to be the new presenting sponsor for the Lone Star Outdoor Show. Hoffpower Polaris is the largest Polaris dealer in Texas, and there's a good reason for it. We sell more fun, work, and hunting buggies than anybody else. We have the best overall selection of Polaris products in all of Texas. Everything from a little Polaris 90 for one of the kiddos to ride around, up to a loaded up Polaris crew cab. If Polaris makes it, we've got it, and we've got more than anybody else in the countryside, and we're going to sell it to you cheaper than anybody else will as well. You can check us out on the web at hpolaris.com, or you can just click on the link here on the Lone Star Outdoor Show webpage, and it'll take you right to us. By all means, pick up the phone and call us today, too, 1-888-428-7583. And in case you didn't know it, Hoff Parish has been in Central Texas for almost 47 years now, and folks, we couldn't have stuck around this long. We were steering you wrong.
All right, this is Phil Robertson, better known as the Duck Commander. This is the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Like mascara, L'Oreal on her lips, a tribal tattoo just above her hips, a honky-tonkin' woman who wears her ring well. Some things here under heaven are just cooler.
the great Ray Wiley Hubbard bringing us back from break here. Cooler in Hell is the name of that one. And we're visiting with a couple chicas that are cooler in hell themselves, as we've still got Julie Sneed and Christy Shreen of Lady Hoggers on the line with us here on the one and only Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show. I'm Cable Smith, by the way. Thanks for tuning in. This segment of the program brought to you by Rudy's Barbecue. Stop in at one of their convenient Metroplex locations, including the newest Rudy's in front of the Cabela's in Allen. Rudy's, true Texas-style barbecue. Well, moving right along here, ladies, I sure appreciate y'all sticking around through the break there.
Absolutely.
From an outsider standpoint, you know, just from watching the show on A&E, it seems pretty cool that y'all get to help folks out with their hog problems. Not only are you helping them out with their property in a bunch of cases, but you're also using hunting to help restore their peace of mind, and you can't put a price tag on that. So is that the most rewarding aspect of being professional hog doggers?
Yes, it really is. To actually go and do something that we love to do, enjoy, but yet help somebody else out. I mean, not only help the landowner out, or, you know, the neighborhood out, or whoever we're helping out, but, I mean, also we can remove that animal, that hog, and, you know, donate it to a needy family. So, I mean,
that's what makes it really good all the way around.
And so, I mean, it just makes you feel so good to actually go out there, love what you do, and actually help other people out.
Mm-hmm. There's not many people that have jobs like that, you know.
We
know how special, how blessed we are to have this opportunity.
Yeah. To wake up in the morning to know that you're going to go hog hunting and, you know, to do what you love to do and then help somebody else out too.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems pretty cool. I've only ever been on one hog dog and hunt. And the hunt that I went on, I was kind of, they made me the guest of honor and let me go in with a knife. And we didn't actually tie up the hogs, which to me seems more dangerous than go ahead and offing them right there. But I give you ladies props for going in there. I mean,
let me tell you, Christy is always in the most dangerous position, because as soon as we go to flip that hog, she gets on top. If she doesn't make it on top in the correct spot, to where her weight is distributed to hold that hog down, she's screwed.
Yeah.
We're all screwed. So, you know, thank God we have bulldogs there to help, but he could still get up. If it doesn't all happen in a fluent, I mean, it may not look like there's an art to it, but trust me, there's an art to what she does. So she keeps all of us safe, and in return, we keep our dog safe as
right.
best we can.
Right, yes. Right. Well, now, do you guys carry knives or guns? I mean, I'm just noticing them. I didn't see it on the show, but I was just kind of curious.
No knives, no guns. I mean, we may carry a little bitty pocket knife just in case it's a boar hog and the landowner wants us to go ahead and cut him and turn him back loose, which makes better meat for the hunters.
Let's clarify that point, too, Cable. That's a good topic, Christy, because we've seen, we've seen some hype on the internet and stuff. People are they're kind of upset about that, but I think it's just out of they don't know. They don't understand it. And, you know, you cut them, you can't eat a boar hog. So you got to cut it. And if the landowner, you know, if we'll cut it and bring it, you know, like we, you know, like Gary said on the show last night, we have a pen where we can take them to, because they have to heal anyway. But if by chance, you know, we're out there at somebody's property and they say, hey, if you come across a boar hog, just go ahead and cut it, because I'll take care of it in a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I want it in my freezer.
It's going to come right back to that feeder, and he's going to stay fat and sassy and stay right there at that feeder. So
yeah, once it's a boar, they're not going to search, you know.
Yeah, they don't have anywhere. They don't have to travel.
Yeah, a boar's looking for something else.
Right.
Yeah, a boar's only wanting to eat. So we want to make sure people that don't know that, that don't understand it, that that's, you know, the meat they're eating in the grocery store, that didn't come from no boar. You know, you have to castrate them. And the way we do it, that's just the way it is. There's no surgical procedure to it.
Mm-hmm.
The hogs are tough. I mean, they are tough. There ain't much more of a tougher animal out there. And it's very clean. The way we cut them, it's very precise. There's no bleeding. I mean, they really don't bleed. And they heal within 6 weeks, and then they're good to go.
Right. Well, and I don't know if y'all knew this, but we don't give a crap what PETA thinks on this show. So
no, we don't either. That's an ignorant, very small, ignorant bunch of people, yeah. And so we're not worried about that.
Yeah.
But I'm not really talking to them. I'm talking about people that I think truly don't understand. They don't have a problem with the hog hunting. It raised a lot of interest. People were like, I don't understand. They were supposed to go there to remove the hog, but they cut it and let it go back. But we had instructions from the landowner. Hey, if you come across a boar, cut it and leave it for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously that landowner owns that hog, so we're going to do what they tell us to do.
Right. And for a little more information that people might not understand is that boars have all these glands that really make the meat unedible.
They are terrible.
We can actually be running through the woods, and I can tell you if we are running a boar hog. I mean, his odor is just, it's terrible.
Yeah.
It's rank. And that's as bad as they smell, the meat would be even nastier than that.
What you smell, when you run them through the woods, if you were to kill him, take him home, put him in the cooler, and bleed him out and cut him up in the next couple of days, that meat is still going to smell the same as when it was when we were running him in the woods, and then it's still going to smell the same whenever you cook his ass in the skillet.
Mm-hmm. you gotta give them those few weeks to heal, and they get all that funk out of them.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and let me go back to y'all not carrying knives or guns. Is that something that's kind of mandated by A&E? And you understand, because it's a TV show, maybe they're against showing an actual kill on the show. But I'm sure, Christy, growing up in a hog hunting family, that's not something that's foreign to you.
Oh, no, but that's the thing, too, though. I would never. I mean, my hands are my tools, and I have a rope that I wear around my chest. And that's it. My hands and a rope. So I don't carry a gun. I will never carry a gun. And, that's just something that I have always done, and I will never stab a hog. I will take it for you, and I will hand it over to you. If you want the meat, then that's fine and dandy. But like I said, it's something that I love to do. I'll go in and catch whatever we can, hand it over to you, and then you can distribute whatever you want.
Okay.
And A&E never had any they knew our way of doing things to begin with. They knew our procedures, and they knew Gary's style too. And both of us, we and Gary run two different types of dogs, generally speaking, but the outcome is the same: catch the hog alive and bring him out.
Uh-huh.
So it was never even a question. They didn't ask us, and it was just never even an issue because we just don't hunt that way.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Right on. Well, that's cool. But a lot of folks, if you're going to take the meat yourself, there's really no difference if you kill it there or kill it when you get back to.
Oh no, absolutely not. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but that's the thing is they knew coming in that we weren't going to do that. So
yeah,
so I told them, I said, I'd put it in my horse trailer all day long, and if that's what y'all want to do to him, then that's fine.
Right on.
Yeah.
As long as I can put my hands on him and bring him out alive, we're good.
Right. Now, we'll eat him, too. We just don't want to kill
him. Yeah, no, absolutely. No, I'll help you clean him all day long.
Yeah.
And eat him, but I'm not gonna shoot him.
Right on. Right on. So... what else besides hog dogging? Y'all are both from Texas. Did y'all grow up deer hunting? Or, do y'all spend any other time in the outdoors?
Well, I love to fish. I have 10 horses, so I love to ride my horses. I've been deer hunting once. Like I said, I don't really kill anything, so broke my little heart when I killed the buck. For that.
Interesting to me, because you get in there, you guys get down and dirty. And it's a very dangerous sport, but you just don't have the heart to put them down. So that's
heart, and I'm terrified of a gun, so I ain't shooting nothing.
You guys have to understand how crazy that sounds. That you'll run in there with a 400-pound boar hog, with just your catch dog and a rope and your bare hands, and yet you're terrified of a gun. Meanwhile, I wouldn't run in on a 400-pound boar hog without a gun.
It doesn't bother me people shooting and hunting because I love deer meat, too. I just don't want to do it. The gun terrifies me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll go and set a deer stand with you. I don't care. I'll watch you shoot him.
Yeah, that's what I do. I shoot with my husband.
I'm good with it.
Right on. Well, let's talk about season two here. Can we look for maybe a back home to Texas scenario, or have y'all even started discussing that?
Table, your guess is as good as ours.
Yeah.
We are always
hopefully
left in the dark.
Season.
Yeah, we're hoping. We really honestly, we just don't know. And A&E is funny about leaking information. They really are hush, hush, top secret about everything. So when we know, trust me, the whole world will know.
So
right.
That's the best answer we can give you.
Yeah, if it was anything like it was the first time, then literally, like when they called us, we had 2 weeks to get all of our stuff together, and then we went to Florida.
Yeah.
And how long were y'all in Florida filming season one?
From December to February.
Yeah, I mean, we had some very small breaks in between, but basically we were there from December to the 1st of March. Yeah.
Wow.
And then we did a couple of little cleanups here and there, but yeah, we were there for quite a while.
Very cool. Lady Hoggers airs 9 p.m. Central, Wednesday nights on A&E. Y'all be sure to set your DVRs. Ladies, I also know that y'all are on Facebook.
Well, there's an official A&E Lady Hoggers Facebook page, and there's also an unofficial one. I guess a fan started it, but it's a pretty decent page, too. It's just called Lady Hoggers. And then, of course, Christy and I have our own page, and it's called JC Hoggers. So you can send a friend request, and we'll befriend you, and I'll talk to you all day.
I don't doubt it for a second, as y'all are Texas-born and raised, and full of that Southern hospitality. Julie, Christy, I've sure enjoyed getting to know y'all here this morning, and I look forward to catching up with you on down the road.
Well, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Y'all keep me posted on season two.
Okay.
Hey, thanks so much.
Y'all take care.
All right. Bye.
Well, there they go. The Lady Hoggers, Christy and Julie. We do have to take a quick break. I just can't get over those two. Man, just going in there too. And if you haven't seen the picture of them, they are absolutely gorgeous. Just two good-looking gals going in there with a big old boar hog. Just their bare hands. Are you kidding me? Give me a 6-inch blade and a .45 caliber pistol, and then I'll be right in there with them. Whew, let's take that break. When we come back, we'll be joined by the Wing Sport Depot guys, Ed Micheletti and Mike G. We're talking quail and ducks coming up next. You're listening to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show.
She's as bright as the Dallas sky. She always holds her head up high. She loves the company of her family. She has faith in God's greater plan. She trusts I'm a good man. And that's why I'll always believe. She's like Texas. She likes me.
Have a hog problem at your ranch or deer lease? We have the solution. The System Hog Trap comes in two sizes, 17-foot and 30-foot diameter traps. After you trap the hogs, take the top section off the trap and use it for another feeder site to keep the hogs away from the feeder. The system is both a trap and a deer food plot fence. That way you don't waste your money on just a hog trap. Call 940-391-3669 or check out the website at www.goinfencing.com. That's GIONfencing.com or call 940-391-3669 today.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Spagnuolo from TexasMotorCars.com. I'm here today to tell you about the best place in Texas to shop for your next vehicle. TexasMotorCars.com is a family-owned and operated business located in Addison, Texas. We have a huge inventory of pre-owned vehicles and specialize in trucks and SUVs. Please visit TexasMotorCars.com today. Come see me, Brian Spagnuolo. Our phone number is 972-481-1660.
2011 Z521 Ranger Boat with a 250 Pro XS Mercury Motor. Falcon rods, lounge electronics, and Lake Fork trophy lures are just a few of the perks you'll enjoy when fishing with Lake Fork fishing guide Heath Hardwick. Customer service is Heath's primary goal. Well, that and putting you on the fish of a lifetime at the legendary Lake Fork, Heath has built his business on integrity. His passion is bass fishing, and he loves sharing a lifetime of knowledge with all of his customers. So call Heath Hardwick at 903-440-2358 or visit him at heathhardwick.com. That's heathhardwick.com.
The new Bobcat utility vehicle is here at Bobcat of Dallas and Fort Worth, and it's hungry. Get ready to work like an animal and love it. Powerful, ultra-comfortable, and sure-footed, this lineup of vehicles delivers legendary Bobcat performance, so you can sink your teeth into a wide range of jobs. With twice the horsepower, 1,850 pounds of payload capacity, and four-wheel independent suspension, you will love it. Stop in at Bobcat of Dallas and Fort Worth to see for yourself.
Southern Deer Stands manufactures the only high-quality, lightweight, aluminum-insulated hunting blinds on the market, providing years of use without any maintenance. That's right, no more rotting, rusting, or repairing. Just hunting. Southern Deer Stands product lineup includes tower blinds with staircases, trailer blinds, and ground blinds on skids. We also have deer blind windows, doors, tower stands, and more. Whether you need one or 20 blinds, we'll deliver and set up right on your ranch or lease. Call Rob at 214-551-1530 or visit us at www.southerndeerstands.com.
This is Glenn Bentley, Executive Director, Lone Star Chapter, Paralyzed Veterans of America, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Those two young Marines over there fighting for their country, man, they're gonna be friends forever. Well, they both come back eventually, but as bombs and destiny would have it, they don't come back together. Yeah, the one who lived to tell about why he can't even talk about it keeps fighting that fight up there in his head.
All right, a little Jack Ingram bringing us back from break here on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered, of course, by Hoff Power Polaris. Cable Smith here, riding shotgun with you. Thanks for choosing to spend a part of your weekend with me. For anyone that might not know, this past Wednesday was Pearl Harbor Day. Man, that was 60 years ago. And I just want to remind everyone to thank a soldier next time you see one, because freedom is far from free. And also, a special thanks to all of our veterans listening this morning for their service as well. Well, we're about to talk some quail and some waterfowl, but first, I want to remind everyone about the San Antonio Gun Show. It's going down this weekend at the Freeman Exposition Hall in downtown San Antonio. Day passes to buy, sell, and trade guns and ammunition. Only $8. Kids under 12 are free. You can also visit sagunshow.com for more info. Now, without further ado, it is my pleasure to welcome some lifelong wing shooters to the program, Ed Micheletti and Mike G of the Wing Sport Depot. Thanks for stopping by, fellas.
Glad to be here.
My pleasure. So how have you fellas been doing this season?
You know, the hunting's been pretty good this year, Cable. You know, the duck hunting has been a little bit challenging just because of the level of the water. But we're still finding a lot of ducks, and it makes for a good duck hunt when you get on that X.
Oh, man. It has been somewhat of a challenging season. Just like you said, public hunting is always tough. But all the tanks right now are dry, and that eliminates some of those easy shoots from the picture. Now, do you guys do public and private?
We got private places that we hunt. We're challenged right now with the water levels, although that now that we've had some rain, that, you know, those tanks are starting to catch some more water, and we're seeing ducks in there. And, you know, I think one more shot of rain and a little more cold weather, there'll be a lot of ducks in our ponds. But right now we're concentrating on hunting the public lakes.
Right on. And, you know, it works both ways. Sure, everyone would like to have a little tank, or they could just walk or drive right up to it. It'd be a real easy hunt, probably a quick limit. But for the most part, those are all dry right now. But that does mean that there are more birds on the big reservoirs. I mean, more than I've ever seen before.
Yeah, when we go to the big lakes, we're seeing thousands of ducks. And, you know, if you can get, like you said, if you can get on that right spot where those ducks want to be and get hid well, you're going to do really well. And so, you know, that the doing your homework, going out and doing the scouting, hiding right, having the right kind of setup, all that's what we provide, and I think that makes a difference in the hunt.
You bet. Now, guys, we are really excited to have the Wing Sport Depot sponsor our December Photo of the Month contest, and we'll get into that awesome prize here momentarily, but first, why don't y'all tell us a little bit about the background behind the Wing Sport Depot?
Okay. Well, Ed and I have been hunting together for, I don't know, probably 8-10 years now. And we've been doing mostly duck and quail hunts. That's what we love to do. We've been doing a lot of release birds in the past. And now that we've changed that to our operation at our quail ranch in Bowie, and we're putting out a lot of birds and having really good luck as far as a lot of good dog work and seeing a lot of birds on our place there in Bowie.
Perfect. And Bowie, not that far at all from the DFW area. Now, as far as these hunts, your quail hunts are concerned, do y'all release the birds prior to the hunt, or do y'all already have a kind of an established population of birds on your quail ranch?
Okay. Well, we do things a little bit differently than some of the other quail hunting places that are around here, and is that we try and keep a huntable population of birds out on the property. So we're constantly out releasing birds in these fields and trying to keep the numbers up. We keep tabs of the number of birds that we release. We keep a count of the number of coveys that we're finding, how many birds are in there. We also count the birds that we take out. So using that information, we know, okay, we need to put some more birds in this field, or, hey, this is a great field to hunt because we're seeing a lot of birds, and we'll restock the other field. So we're putting out birds all the time, and the advantage that gives us is this is closer to a wild quail hunt than having somebody going out and planting birds and dizzying them up so you know exactly where those birds are. This is a walking hunt. We got to get out and we got to walk them down. We're using good dogs, but we don't know. We know the birds are out there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
We got to go find them.
Very cool. Do y'all have a feeling one way or the other as to whether or not these quail are reproducing on your ranch?
You know, we don't know that for a fact. It's really hard to tell. There are wild birds that are on this quail ranch, but not a huntable population, which is what everybody's finding around, is that if they've got quail, if they're lucky enough to have quail, they probably don't have large numbers of quail.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether these birds that we've released will re-nest in the summer and have, chicks, that's almost impossible to tell because, you know, a quail chick is a quail chick. And you can't tell if that without doing a DNA analysis, whether that chick came from a wild population of birds or birds that we've released in the past.
Well, that is pretty cool that y'all are even finding any wild population of birds left out there in Bowie and then supplementing that with the pen-raised birds, but doing it in a way that really makes it feel like a wild quail hunt. Very cool. Now, what kind of dogs are y'all using out there?
We run Brittany's and Poodle Pointers.
Very nice. Now, if someone wanted to bring their own dog out to get them some work, they'd be more than welcome to do that, correct?
Oh, absolutely. We've had some guys that bring their own dogs out. The advantage that gives them over going out and trying to quail hunt these days is you can walk all day long and maybe find a covey or two. If you come out to our place, your dog's going to see a lot of birds, going to have a lot of opportunities for finds, and you can take a whole day's worth of quail hunting out where there aren't any quail and condense that into 30 or 40 minutes or an hour on our place and see twice as many birds and get twice as much results.
Man, I'm looking forward to heading out there, I tell you what. Now, I wanted to mention that we are thrilled to have you guys involved with our December Photo of the Month contest. We give away awesome prizes each month. This month, no exception, as the Wingsport Depot has donated the December grand prize. And all our listeners have to do is email me their best outdoor photos to cablewaco@yahoo.com for their chance to win. Fellas, I'm going to turn it over to y'all and let you guys explain what our listeners will have the chance to win here in December.
Well, sure. We're going to be offering a two-person hunt for either quail on our quail ranch or a two-person duck hunt. So you get your choice of the type of hunt that you prefer, and we're real excited about it, and hopefully you'll get some awesome photos in.
Well, fellas, we sure appreciate y'all's contribution to the show. I just checked the website. Our November contest had over 2,200 people vote. We had over 50 submissions, so I expect that level of participation, if not more, for this awesome prize as well. And I'm also looking forward to coming out there with whoever wins the hunt. I'm going to be taking some pictures and watching the dogs work and taking that all in. Fellas, we really do appreciate it. Everyone be sure to check it out, thewingsportdepot.com, for the finest in Texas quail hunting and North Texas duck hunting.
Look us up on the website or give us a phone call.
Thanks again, guys. I look forward to talking to y'all at the end of December once we figure out who's won this awesome prize. Y'all take care.
Thanks, Cable. Appreciate you.
Well, there they go, the Wingsport Depot boys. Really enjoyed visiting with Mike and Ed this morning. Unfortunately, we are about out of time. Thanks to our other guest, of course, Corey Larson of DRT Wildlife Studios, and Julie Sneed and Christy Shreen of Lady Hoggers. Next week, I know we're going to have Chance Cody of Spur 503 live in studio. Looking forward to that. Also, we're going to talk some winter bass fishing, among other things. A real special thanks to all of our sponsors for making this show possible. Thanks to you, the listener, for being a part of the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors show. I'm headed out to the hill country to do a little whitetail hunting. Until next time, I'm Cable Smith saying y'all have a great week in the outdoors.
It's that time of the year for those whitetail deer, and I'm ready. With any luck at all, I have a buck on my wall sitting pretty. I'm gonna grow me a beard and lease me some land, start spreading corn and build me a stand. I plan my vacation and a long weekend. Going to South Texas, 'cause you know I can. Yeah, I'm ready.
SAW has been serving DFW for 18 years. A Class 3 licensed dealer, SAW specializes in black rifles in both .223 and .308. They even have suppressors that will turn your weapon into a stealthy hog-killing machine. Of course, they also carry threaded barrels for Class 3 items, including pistols. Conveniently located at 184 South Collins Road in Sunnyvale, drop in and check out over 3,500 weapons and a full line of ammunition they have in stock. Call 972-226-3200 or place your order online at sawguns.com. That's sawguns.com.
Need to buy a trailer? Well, Big Tex Trailers is DFW's number one source for trailers. In addition to utility trailers, we have the largest selection of cargos anywhere. CM Cargos, Wells Cargos, Hallmark, Cargo Craft, and Pace. You want it, we got it. Come and get it. Call 972-501-0200 or go to BigTexDFW.com. That's Big Tex Trailers, tough as a Texas Longhorn.
Everyone dreams of having a place out in the country, and Lone Star Ag Credit can make that dream a reality. Whether you're looking for 5 acres or 5,000, Lone Star Ag Credit can assure you competitive interest rates on real estate loans, rural home loans, and even on livestock, farm and ranch loans. Quit dreaming of that place in the country and start living it. Contact Lone Star Ag Credit today at 800-530-1252 or pay them a virtual visit on the web at LoneStarAgCredit.com. Equal housing lender.
Are you looking for the perfect place to send your hunting buddy? Then check out Tioga Retrievers. With over 20 years experience, Angie and Tim Becker can provide you with a field champion or a well-rounded hunting companion. Tioga Retrievers takes pride in catering to the needs of each owner and their dog. Conveniently located 45 miles north of DFW in Aubrey, Texas, Tioga Retrievers also offers day training and boarding. Call 940-440-0018 or visit them online at www.tiogaretrievers.com. That's T-I-O-G-A retrievers.com.
We all need a friend in the gun business, and that's why you should check out B&S Guns. Family owned and operated since 1987, we offer a lifetime warranty on all firearm purchases. At B&S, we have a gunsmith on staff at all times, and our 5,000 square foot building contains all your hunting and firearm needs. Open 7 days a week, we specialize in Nikon, Leopold, Browning, Remington, Swarovski, Benelli, Zeiss, and many more. Conveniently located in Garland, call 972-226-1816 or visit bsgunstore.com. That's bsgunstore.com.